I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Have you ever listened to a song, a grand orchestral work, or heard for the first time a style of music and fell madly in love? I did when the sound of Congolese rumba stopped me in my tracks. The year was 1994, and though I had courted many African and Cuban genres, I was endlessly charmed by the unanticipated marriage of both. Congolese rumba, a form of dance music popularized in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the 1930s, owes its existence to the sale of Afro-Cuban vinyl records landing at merchant ports in West and Central Africa before and after World War II. This new yet familiar sound received a warm welcome, exposed in part by touring bands from Cuba who introduced curious listeners to the island's iconic genre, son, a style of music first authored in the country's rural eastern highlands during the 19th century. Once the rumba caught hold in the Congo, it went on to gain far-flung popularity throughout Africa during the 1960s and 1970s. This was in part a result of the music's conversant texture and catchy percussive underpinning that had returned, reimagined, modified, yet modeled after its early African origins. The earliest developers and practitioners of Congolese music helped to encourage the performance of what would become Congolese rumba through using lyrics in the inter-ethnic trading language Lingala, an inclusive affirmation that the sound of Congolese rumba was no longer a mystery. It wasn't long before the imposing sound of the Western guitar took center stage on new vinyl releases, signaling to traders and the budding African record industry the commercial potency of the rumba. And with new Congolese-based labels filling the overwhelming demand for 78 RPM records in the early 1940s, aired on newly formed local radio stations, listeners could hear music with distinctive African roots. Remembered for its evolution from Moringa and intertribal African dance music, followed by its mid-1960s urban form called soukous, the sound of Congolese rumba, in the end, no matter where the term lands next, will likely remain forever and a day devoted to the call of the dance floor. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.